Second thing we need to know. When separating yourself, don't bring unnecessary weight. So sometimes you got to separate yourself from what's familiar. And then once you separate yourself, you don't need to bring unnecessary weight. Because God spoke to Abraham and told him, you got to go. Why in the world did Lot go with him? God spoke to Abraham. The Bible doesn't know that Lot came with him. And that ended up being a problem later on. And that's why, just because you hollering hallelujah, that don't necessarily mean you saved or you on my team. Because it might be some stuff down in the future that might get you hung up. And I don't have time when God is trying to take me here. I don't have time to run back and rescue you. You shouldn't have been with me in the first place. God trying to get Abraham somewhere, and he's telling him that I've got some blessings for you. And then Lot come along, and then they both got these big families, and everybody blessed, and then the workers can't get along, and Abraham like, look, we got to separate. You my family, but we got to separate. We're not going the same way. He's like, you take what's first, and you know Lot, he took the good stuff. But everything that looked good ain't good. He took that was towards Sodom and Gomorrah. It looked good at the beginning, and that's why you got to take your time. Listen to God. Just because he's shouting in church and quoting scriptures, that don't necessarily mean that's your husband. He might know what to say. He might even know some tongues. So he told him that. He took the wrong one. But it happened. And then so when Abraham is dealing with this stuff, and so it's some problems going on, but now the years are going by, and Abraham in our text, it's 10 years later. He's 85. And his wife is 75. God, you said now we're going to have a baby. When? Sarah, don't know the Bible says Sarah looked good with her old self. Because the king wanted it back in Genesis 13 and 14. He wanted it. She was old, but she looked good. Abraham like, now God, she old and I'm older. And so in our text, Abraham got a lot like, when is this going to happen? Which brings me to my next point. When the enemy tries to discourage you, look back on your history with God. Now, when the enemy tries to discourage you, look back on your history with God. How many got a history with God? Let me see the hands. How many got a history with God? How many going through something right now? Does the devil try to discourage you while you're going through? He'll try to on it. But all you got to do is just take a look back. You know, God, you brought me out of this the last time. And then you brought me out the time before that. And the time before that. And when I couldn't sleep at night, you were just rocking me to sleep. And when I didn't know how I was going to pay my bills. When I didn't know where my child was. And I had to pray. And Lord, through all of that, as I look back over my life, when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me, I just go on and say, hallelujah. Lord, I just love you. Lord, I praise you. Lord, you brought me out so many times before. And since I got an account with you, since we are connected, surely, somebody say surely, this storm is going to end too. Your storm has an expiration date. Somebody caught that. Your storm got an expiration date. And when something get ready to expire, it goes away. You throw it out. God said, I'm getting ready to throw out that storm that you're dealing with. So now Abraham is 10 years later. God is telling him that I am your shield. And I am your exceeding great reward. Now, he's been going through some stuff, but God's still speaking. And that's what I like about God. I can be in the middle of the worst battle that I'm going through, cuz, but God will speak and say, I am your reward. God is your reward. He know what you're dealing with. He understood. He knew it was coming, so it didn't catch him by surprise. So that's why he's been supplying all of your needs. But Abraham, instead of him saying, oh, thank you, Lord, he went, well, Lord, what you gonna give me since I'm a child? You know how some folks just not satisfied. You should have been happy. God spoke to you and reminded you. God is speaking and reminding you, you know what? You're still blessed and highly favored. I still got some great stuff for you. Instead of him blessing God, he like, well, he's looking at what he doesn't have. Stop looking at what you don't have and praise God for what you do have and praise him for what's on the way. Yeah.